Welcome to Just Freaking Talking, when I pick random news that I find funny, interesting, or weird. With me is Edwin, and me, Diego. And the first news thing I wanted to talk about was actually the UFC thing, the UFC 180. Mike Hunt had to step in to fight for... What was the original people fighting?
It was supposed to be... Cain Velasquez versus Fabricio Werdum, and Cain Velasquez has already been out for a couple months, I don't know, maybe a year, and he was finally going to come back, and then he had a knee injury. And
from training?
Yeah, from training. He was training for the fight that was going to go down in Mexico, first fight that was going to go down in Mexico, and they pretty much brought Cain Velasquez in because he's going to be the big star, and now he's injured, so it's going to be Mark Hunt against Fabricio Werdum, which I think Mark Hunt can win the fight because he's fucking knocked out so many people. He has serious knockout power, so
yeah, but
he still poses a threat.
Yeah, but the thing I wanted to talk about is that he didn't make weight at first or something.
No, he's heavyweight. No, so the weight limit is like 265 or something, or 266, and he's a big dude, so he says pretty much that all he's worried about is just making the weight limit. Mm-hmm. He's always made weight, and I think he just feels like his skills are so much better than everyone else. Then he's pretty much saying, like, all I gotta do is worry about making weight.
Oh, okay. No, but like in other events, you know, you said they get money taken away if they do not reach the weight.
Yeah, if they don't make the weight limit, then they give up, I think it's like 20 to 30% of their fight purse.
Yeah, but do you think they should just get money taken away, or just... I know it's a big deal if they have to reschedule the fight, but since I guess they do it a day before, right? Or 2 days before.
A day before, and they should get money taken away because... When you think about it, some guys put their body through a lot. So I'm going to put my body through a lot and cut this weight, and you're not going to make weight, and you're still going to let the fight happen. Then, well, why was I struggling to cut those last 3 pounds, those last 10 pounds, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really, like, it takes a big toll on your body. And some guys are not cutting that much weight and still want to fight. I mean, they do that a lot in amateur fighting, mm-hmm. but you can't get away with it because you got to be a professional and you have to make weight.
Yeah, no, but no, I was just saying, like, you think, like, the extra weight or the less weight makes a difference? That's the thing. I mean, do you
what, like, 1 or 2 pounds difference?
Yeah, well, maybe more. Like, what was the biggest different weights from a fight to before? Like,
before then,
maybe 1 or 2 pounds does make. I mean, I still take money taken away, but I don't know. Compared to like maybe 5 or 10 pounds off, you know.
No, like a pound or two will make a difference. Maybe 10 pounds. But where you really start to see the difference is around like 20 to 30
yeah.
pounds. Difference is when the guy's like, he has a pretty good size advantage over you.
Yeah. No, but I haven't seen any... Well, the fights that I've seen, no one really make that much of a difference. Maybe 1 or 2 pounds.
I mean, you had Anthony Johnson, who would walk around 230 and cut down to 170 pounds. And when he would rehydrate the next day for the fight, uh-huh. it would look like you're in the ring with like a completely different guy. And he would just knock people out. Well, yeah. Well, now he moves up to 205. He doesn't cut as much weight. But he's still knocking people out.
Yeah, that reminds me, we went to, it was in Virginia when you did Grappling Quest, and you had to cut weight. It was in Virginia or Pennsylvania?
Talking about New Jersey?
Oh, New Jersey, okay. New Jersey, I forget because we always get lost. But I was just like, I saw you had to cut weight, you had to drink a lot of water, and then you couldn't eat anything?
Yeah, no, I did that backwards. So I did that completely wrong.
Okay.
I did that weight cut by myself.
You ate completely wrong.
Like, I was supposed to eat a little bit and not have liquids because the liquid is the heavy part.
Oh, okay.
So, and I was still drinking.
Yeah.
And not eating. So I did the complete opposite. I did it completely wrong. Like, you couldn't have done it any more worse. But I still made weight, though. I still lost, like, a lot of weight.
Oh, okay.
It probably would have been a way easier... it would have been a way easier weight cut if I would have done it the proper way. But, I mean, I did it by myself.
Yeah.
It was the first time I ever do something like that.
So. Yeah. And then you had to fight the guy, and the guy tricked you. So, I was like, don't let go when he had you in the arm bar.
Yeah, I got caught in the arm bar in his first match.
Don't let go. And your arm was completely twisted.
Yeah, he could have broke my fucking arm.
You should start throwing him kisses or something. Yeah, because someone told me when they, one of the his friends does the UFC thing. I mean, not UFC, but does MMA. He would like try to put the person to sleep and he would whisper to him. I remember Ness was saying that. His friend would be like, shh, shh. Like, I mean, how pissed would you be if someone grabbed you like that and you're trying to fight him?
You got these fucking strong ass guys who used to wrestle when they were five and then transition over to jiu-jitsu and they just fucking dominate you. It's like you're fucking wrestling a gorilla. Being gorilla fucked.
Yeah. Champ. Like gorillas, so when you shave them off, you can see all their muscles and stuff. Like, I didn't know gorillas were that strong. I mean, I know they're strong, but just like.
Yeah, they say a little chimp has the strength
to rip your dick off.
Has the strength of a bodybuilder. So imagine like a little fucking chimp, just the strength of a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
So like then you got like these 400-pound apes. Like you can't imagine how strong that is. Like they would just rip you to shreds without even trying. Like pull your foreskin right off.
And what if they try to take over the world?
You playing with apes?
Yeah. I didn't see the second movie, but with kangaroos. Did they really box? Because I always make the jokes like that. Like they have small arms, but I don't know if they really have.
You never seen that video of the kangaroo, the two kangaroos that got in the fight?
No.
And what happened was, they're standing and they're like trading punches.
Uh huh.
And then he just puts the other one in a fucking chokehold like he's a grown man. And just puts him to sleep. Like, it was a human fighting. Like he pretty much said, like, fuck it. Uh-huh. And just went like this. Just fucking put him in a chokehold. And the other guy couldn't get... The other kangaroo couldn't get out.
Uh-huh.
And he just put him to sleep.
Fuck, dude. Now that makes me more afraid of kangaroos. Like, I don't fuck with kangaroos now. But, yeah, fighting also like that. And I don't know. I saw it in YouTube. It was like almost all over the news. Like these kids, and these two young boys were like fighting on the streets, and the parents were just like recording it. But they were like they had their shirt off, so it was like pretty much an adult fight, like in the streets that you would see. Like, you know, when the guys take the shirt off and start punching each other, but kids. And they're like 4 or 5 years old, dude.
They had being the aggression of grown men when they were fighting.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was like. I was like, damn. And the little girl had to start the fight. The little girl started the fight. Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, since I showed it to you really quickly. But the little girl fell, tried to break the fight and make the little people fall. And then, like, the adults were fighting. Of course, they were all African American. Surprise there.
No, the correct term is black, Diego.
Yeah, you're right, because I remember my friend D was like, here's my African American friend. He's like, yeah, don't say that because I'm not really like that, you know.
He's Jamaican.
Yeah, well, from around there, he doesn't even like it when I say from Jamaica. Well, before now it's different, but so he's like, oh, you won't call you black or blackie.
Yeah, man, those fucking kids, they were going, and then one kid just landed this punch and dropped the other kid, and the other kid just came, like, it's like he snapped out of it.
Yeah, I know. He was like, fuck this, and he started running. Yeah, but dude, I was like, but the adults didn't do anything. Like, oh, this is just a regular fucking thing. Like, it wasn't like, oh, they were play fighting. They were actual fighting, like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you type of fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even let my kids do that. If I had any.
It's like, that's like the worst type of parenting.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what like some news reports saying, like, oh, this is very bad parenting. But I said, I'm trying to raise a soldier. That's what I'm trying to do.
Mean streets of Maryland, bitch.
Fucking, it's like we fucking live in like a good area too. Anyways, it's not even that bad. Like we never fucking faced that type of shit. But I mean, it's just, you know, it's always on those type of fights. It's like a World Star Hip Hop. I guess it's just a bigger deal because it's like the little baby's child. But it's like I've seen other messed up thing.
Are they little baby's child?
Like, you know, like infants. Like next one, the next video is just gonna be like two infants that crawl and just fighting each other, like slapping, and then people are just gonna laugh and think that's cute. And yeah, I was looking through the news report after that, you know, when I was looking around, I saw like some doctors. This article is 1 year old, but I mean, I still been reading it. It's like I know you take Alpha Brain, like I take multivitamins and stuff like that. But I mean, Alpha Brain does seem like it does some stuff for you, but multivitamins, you don't take anything like that, do you?
No, I don't.
I mean, I do, like over-the-counter multivitamins. It's not, like, really that specific. But, I mean, I feel a little bit different. But this study says, like, don't waste your money. It doesn't really do anything. It doesn't expand your lifespan or anything. So, I mean, I kind of understand because it is wasting your money. So, a couple of pills is, like, $20. But still, like, if it's just, like, a month supply, it's, like, $20 each month.
I mean,
I kind of feel like stop taking it, but I don't know, I'll still take it.
I mean, I'll take this, and then maybe it's like a placebo effect where I think it's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'll maybe be a little bit more focused, or when I'll take Alpha Brain at and I do this shit really does give you dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But when I wake up, I don't have that grogginess where I'm like, oh, I'm so fucking tired. Like, I'm just like, all right, time to wake up, and I just fucking get up.
Yeah, but it's like, what type of side effects? What pill would you take when the side effects are like, nah?
I think this shit gives you boners, man.
No, I think it's your blood flow.
Yeah.
Because I was going to get a...
Yeah, but maybe this has something to do with the...
I was going to get a Viagra, you know, because your mom gets like all the time.
My mother's an angel. You live her high.
But I call my doctors and it's like embarrassing, like, yeah, can I have a Viagra? But I was just like, but I don't need it, but I'm gonna have it that's just in there. I'll give you some if you need it with your boyfriends and stuff. Yeah, you're a good housewoman.
Because I'm folding socks right now.
Yeah. Fuck, how many socks do you have?
Are you jizzing some of them, dog?
You put mashed potatoes in there?
Warm mashed potatoes. Put some kale.
What about hemp? I saw you eat that bar. You don't feel any difference with the hemp.
I ate one, and I haven't touched the box because I don't like the taste.
I don't feel that to taste that bad because I try other like protein stuff.
Yeah,
and it tastes completely different. I made you protein ice cubes and it's just like frozen cum in water. All right, take a pause. Intermission. And we're back. It's like
no. Goofy radio voice.
Welcome to 1-800. With the multivitamins, I mean, I feel a little bit different, but I'll take it anyways, no matter what. What if there was a multivitamin with Viagra, like mixed with Viagra, or will you take Viagra before you work out because of circulation and stuff, like working out with a fucking boner at the gym?
That's the secret to for like fitness the whole time, Viagra.
Yeah.
Get shit pumping, dog.
Like, I wonder if anyone would say something. Like, imagine you're working out and someone next to you just has an erection, but like, just running in a treadmill, you're like running. Like, could you look or say anything to the guy? Just like ignore that shit.
I'll just ignore him. Fuck that.
He's like, he touches your shoulder. He's like, hey man, can you help me work out, man? I'll bet you feel uncomfortable. You know nothing sexual is happening.
No, that's
sexual. You'll be like, no, don't touch my shoulder.
A man touching you with a boner is very sexual, dude.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it is. No, it's not. Mark and I do that all the time. But speaking about...
How many abortions have you guys had?
If I get my 10th one, I get a free abortion. Yeah, but speaking of sexual assault, we always... What?
No, I was going to say a polluted womb.
Fucking... Yeah, I wonder if a doctor ever had said that to you. Just said that to like, a female patient. It's like, so you had too many... Just, yeah, so it's fucking... like, ma'am, we can't do this. We have too many abortions. We can't do this anymore for you.
Your womb is dying.
That would suck, man.
You need a womb transplant.
Yeah.
Just fucking take it off a cow or something.
Yeah. Cows have 5 stomachs. Fun fact. Sorry. Speaking about sex, we all hear all the time, you know, like female students having sex with like young male, and then someone had to fucking be a snitch. Like, that's how ugly we are. No teacher wanted to screw us when we were in school. But
did you see that episode?
What?
Of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
He found out, like, the teacher was molesting everyone, and he felt left out because he was like, the teacher never molested him.
Yeah.
And he got subconscious on, like, how he looked. And so he went to the PE teacher's house, and he put on these booty shorts.
Yeah. And he was, like, trying to show his ass and everything. How would you feel if that teacher screwed everyone in your school team?
Lucky, motherfucker.
And then it screwed you.
I would feel glad. I would feel lucky. I don't know why you would feel left out.
If we'll get a female teacher.
I'll be mad as shit.
Would you go? Would you still like visit her? Like, would you try? You fuck, go to the school?
Hell yeah, I would, man.
Like the math teacher, you try to fuck a fucking old lady, like 70 years old.
My neighbor.
Yeah. I still believe that's the only way you pass your class. I feel like you're ashamed. You just don't want to tell me.
I'll tell you if I bang an old lady.
And you show me her, like, hips. Yeah, well, there was a coach that screwed, like, you know, his students. But, like, it was a junior and senior students. And they're, like, he got oral...
Wait, a female teacher or a male teacher?
A male teacher screwed, got oral sex from female students.
This is in high school?
Yeah, they're not in high school. It was a coach. I don't know what type of coach. Basketball coach or some shit like that.
An awesome coach.
Yeah, I know. And but he got like, I can't imagine. Hey, man, you want, how do teachers, like.
Yeah, how do you even bring it up? Like, you'd be afraid. Like.
Yeah, I know.
If it goes wrong, you're in trouble. Cause there's
yeah, I know. It's just like, oh, you want to pass class? Give me your oral. You know, it's not, you can't do that. If it was opposite sex, if it was vice versa, I feel like that's easier. If a female teacher went up to me, even though she was like, okay, I'll probably still do it since, you know, this is like all your fucking hormones and shit.
As opposed to like what Mark did, he was on the honor roll and he still licked the lunch lady's asshole, even though it didn't help him pass any
class. Yeah, yeah. But he got like an extra pizza slice. Yeah. And it's like that old, like the lunch teacher who have the fucking bags on their head, or you know, little fishnets.
Yeah,
and there's like, she has cum on it because Mark's cum. She doesn't wash it. Ew, dude. Like, I wonder how many teachers like have sex like in school.
And those are just the reported ones. There's probably so many.
Yeah, I know. There was another one that I wanted to also bring up that I heard that you know, like 2 female teachers were having lesbian sex, and the janitor told on them. It's like, what a dick.
So there's 2 teachers?
No, like, yeah, this is a different story. A female, 2 female teachers, they were, like, lesbian lovers. And then it was, like, at night, like, they stayed over after school or whatever. And then I guess, like, the janitor at night.
I'll tell you how it really went. This motherfucker tried to get in on it.
Yeah.
And he denied his ass. He's like, all right, bitches.
Yeah, buddy.
If I'm a janitor, I'm fucking...
watching that shit.
I'd be like, yo, you guys need a hand? And they're like, get out of here, you pervert. I'm like, oh, okay. They're being fired the next day.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, that's what happened. I think they almost got fired and shit. I'm pulling out your little pecker. Fucking... This makes me want to go back to school now.
Try just fuck a teacher.
Yeah, just be like, yo, remember me.
I didn't try hard enough. Maybe that's why I didn't get...
Yeah. Yeah, I was really quiet, though, in school. I really didn't talk to anyone. I remember I was wearing black all the time. Like, I didn't know that subconsciously. Like, I just wore black clothes because it was just easier because I don't want to put on, like, clothes that matches. And then one day I was like looking through my closets and I was like, what should I put on? I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at my closet? It's all black clothes. I have one or two color shirts. I was like, this is so stupid. I just put it on.
No, yeah, I would dress the same. I would have a
silver chain shirt on your neck.
Yeah, no, I'll get to that. Black shirts, gray shirts and white tees, and they would all be like three sizes too big for me.
Yeah, same here. Like I have fucking black clothes, but it'll be
like, and I would just have like Air Force Ones all the time. And I would have a silver chain with a Jesus piece. Holy shit, I was like a true fucking stereotype.
Yeah. It's not like you wear a bandana and was like, hey who's Yeah, I was just like I guess goth or whatever you wanna fucking say. And then my brother was laughing because my dad got me the trench coat. And this was during the time when the school shootings happened. So I just wear my trench coat. My dad was like...
Did they talk to you at school
about it? No, they didn't talk to me about it. But my dad was like telling my brother that. I was like, hey, I got him a nice coat. And I'm taking a trench coat. And then my friend would pick me up. And he had a trench coat. He was with his other friend. He had a trench coat. But I was wearing my regular clothing that time. You know, that's where I started stopped wearing a trench coat. And he asked me, like, why don't you wear your trench coat? And then I was like, I should wear my trench coat because we were walking right next to the school off street with all trench coats. Like, a good thing I didn't fucking get arrested and shit. Like, I didn't even think about it. Like, I didn't pay attention to the news or anything like that. Like when September 11th happened, bringing a fucking sad negative shit to it, I still didn't know what was going on. Like, the teacher was like, I'm so sad. I wanted to yell, be like, what the fuck is going on? But I was thinking, like, this is not a good
situation. So you're in the eighth grade.
Yeah, I was in middle school when that happened.
Yeah, you're in eighth grade. Yeah. I was in ninth grade. I remember that.
Yeah, and then when that happened, and even a principal made that announcement. There was like, please, teachers and students, don't report anything to me as a tragic day or something like that. I didn't know what was going on. I was just like, what the hell is going on? And some kids wanted to go home, like, you know, just to leave school.
Yeah, we didn't really realize how big it was
when yeah, I know,
we were kids. But now, if that were happening now, I'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah, I know. Someone was telling me something happened in Canada. They were trying to look at the news right now. The U.S. Building in Canada got attacked or something.
The U.S. Embassy?
Yeah.
When was this?
Your person told me. So they told me, like, if I could find Canada TV on the computer. I was like, I really don't watch TV, so. Anyways, if it was on the news, if it was something big, it would be on every news anyways. I wasn't sure what happened, but I was like, I don't know, I guess it's something big. If I find it in the news, I feel like it's something big. But I don't know why they attacked for. I'll figure it out fucking later anyways.
That's weird. Canada's a bunch of pussy. I should say everyone in Canada is a fucking pussy. I mean, I've been there twice, so that's enough. It's enough data to gather on everyone being a pussy.
Say that to GSP. I thought he was going back and fighting or something. He's training again?
I don't think he's going to go back and fight because his teammate is...
Or he's just helping his teams.
His teammate is going to be... I think he's going to be the champ soon because he's about to get a title shot. I don't think he's going to fight his teammate.
Oh, I thought he was just like training, but like... Just to get his body physical, and then he was going to help.
I think he's getting back into... He said he's going to get back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he wants...
But not to fight, though. Not to fight.
He says he's going to come back, and then people say he's not. And, right. Yeah. So, I don't know. There's, like, so many different things people are saying.
Yeah. I still fucking... I mean, I'm still a big fan of him, but he's... I don't know. I just hate when he fucking grabs someone down on the ground. That's a fucking
Yeah. Thing.
It's like every time I get to a fighter, they start some shit happens. Like Anderson Silva, when I started really watching his fights, he broke his fucking leg. It was like everyone's like, "No, he's gonna win or lose," and something completely out of nowhere happens, dude.
Like the first time he was fucking joking around.
Yeah, the fucking
got knocked out, and the second time he took it serious, but then he freak accident.
Yeah, I know, but I have to agree with you. That's his fighting style, even though it was like. I would say out of stupidity, it's still, it's one of his, like you said, one of his strategies.
Yeah, because he gets in people's heads.
Yeah. Yeah, I was jerking off. That's why. I thought you were looking at me like, what are you doing? And I was fixing my pants. No. Fucking abortion clinics. Well, just one thing that I wanted to do is question of the day. Sorry. Are you getting text messages from your lovers?
No, your mom doesn't have my number. Silly whore.
That's why you put it her ass, whore. You have a picture of her. I wish you did that so my mom would look at the phone and just be like, what's that say? Like when you dropped a picture of her from your phone.
Yeah.
I was remembering the time when I fucking, today when I went to the fucking sleeping clinic. So the guy's like putting the paste on me. And it's like toothpaste, and he's like rubbing like cement on my chin and everything else. And then, like, you know, I sleep and I fucking wake up. He takes the wires off of me, and he's like, oh, here's a washcloth and soap. And I go to look at myself in the mirror, and it's just paste all over my face, and it looks like dry cum, like actual cum.
Right, it's like a hobo somehow, like, broke into the building, yeah, just, like, jerked off all over you.
Yeah, it was fucking disgusting and shit. Like, if I was like, I should have took my towel. I didn't know you can take a shower there, so I wasn't sure, but I was like, no, I'll take a shower when I get home. And yet, I still haven't taken a shower. I still have other stuff to do. So I'm taking a shower.
Fucking shower takes...
Mm-hmm.
Do you think like a 5 minute shower? You only have 5 minutes.
I just got home and when I passed out, and then that's when I called you and ate a sandwich and left to record. Just freaking talking. So, you know, I should have like a D, like start doing a mix amp and stuff like that, like a DJ and shit. An
obnoxious switchboard.
Yeah, just like But the question I have is, this is a big question that everyone's been asking. If your dick pic went online, would you be embarrassed? It's like, no, actually, I asked D about this, and I couldn't think of anything, to be honest.
Is my face attached to his
dick? No. Would you give a shit?
Nah.
What about your butthole?
Unless it was only negative comments.
Yeah, just like, is that supposed to be a penis? I tried to FaceTime.
Like a priest saying that.
When I was doing the sleep study, right? I went there at night, and I guess there's a chapel, and the priest was there was a pastor, like, you know, like just getting papers and information, and I don't want to be mean or anything, but he looked like a pedophile, dude. He had a small line mustache, right? A gray mustache. He's kind of like his back is, since he's kind of old, his head's a little shaved off, and he almost looked like Uncle Paul. Like, seriously. Who? He looked like Uncle Paul. You know, the pastor at the hospital when I went, because I guess he was doing stuff. He was just like, and the way he was talking to the nurses, I guess since he's been there around, like all the nurses were like black, and he was like the only white person there. So he was like, oh, have a nice day. But he wasn't gay, but it's just the way he was talking was kind of questionable. And I was just thinking, like, I don't know. It was just making me uncomfortable. I just wanted to laugh so bad. And I fucking, like, had the TV on, watching Josh, Tosh.0. And then, like, while the guy was putting the, like, paste and wires on me, they were talking about all this fucking weird shit on TV, and I was just like, this is such bad timing. It was kind of embarrassing, but he kind of laughed at some of the stuff. Like, they were talking about, like, oh, what we found in a vagina. Like, a girl inserted a light bulb in her vagina was what it goes
to be. And the priest was there?
No, not a priest. It's the doctor. I'm putting wires on me, but it was still embarrassing. Like, I was just like, oh. You know, when you have, like, TV on or just watching something, you feel embarrassed. Like, what was the last time you had something on that you're just, like, your mom was like, hey, what are you doing? Can I watch TV with you? And you're fucking watching, like, the sex scene. That's what happened to me once. I was watching a video, and then twice in the whole movie, there was, like, two sexual scenes. Like, it was a banger, I think. But it was, like, two sexual scenes, right? And then my aunt comes in. And she's like, what are you guys doing? We had to pause the movie and we're just laughing uncomfortably. And he's like, what are you guys watching? And I was just like, nothing, nothing. She leaves. Back to the normal. Right again, a sexual scene. But it's like, it was the movie Haggard from Bam Margera. And it was like fisting or some shit like that. Like a girl was topless. And it was just like, God damn it. It's like the always wrong timing there. Did you ever, did that happen to you?
One time I was watching porn. Mm-hmm. And I had the laptop open facing the front door. Mm-hmm. And it was like some hardcore shit.
Like animals and shit.
It was like, so I don't even remember what it was. It was some hardcore shit. And I forgot all about the porn on my... Oh my, I just left it open. I started doing something.
Didn't I play that hard?
And my mom came in. I was just talking to her. Forgot it was on the screen. I knew she saw. She didn't say nothing. And she just left the room. And I look at the screen. It's like this.
But the battling wasn't on. It was off, right?
No, it was just this image of like this bitch just getting pounded, dude. And and like, it was just,
I don't
like,
think your mom had her glasses on then.
Nah, dude. That thing was pretty big, man. I don't think you need glasses.
Yeah, the fucking, that never really happened to me. Oh, that did happen to me. I remember one time, it's always the worst timing. I'm fucking on the computer, right? And I was like, okay, I was like, alright, I'm gonna check this chick out, right? I was like watching her images, and I was thinking about jerking it. So I just unbuttoned this part, and then my dad comes in. And the thing is, it's like the door is behind me, so when they come in, and I'm sitting down, the laptop is there, my dad comes in. And I was like, Dad, get out of the room. Just get out. I'm so angry right now. Like, I was pretending I was chatting with someone, like a webcam kind of thing on the computer. And my dad sits next to me, and I'm like...
What's on the screen?
No, nothing. Like, nothing. I just closed it. But the thing is, too, the button was untick, and I was just like... I was crouching down, and I was like, Dad, I'm so angry right now. Don't talk to me right now. And then my dad's girlfriend was like there at the doorway, and my dad's sitting next to me. It was just like, he's like confused. I guess he understood, like, I wanted to be by myself kind of thing. He's like, okay, we'll talk to later. And then my dad just leaves, and I'm just like, fucking damn it, dude.
One time, my friend, he was, we're at his apartment, and like, I was like sleeping on the couch, and like, mm-hmm. I wake up in the middle of the night, and I guess he didn't hear me coming, and he was on the laptop like watching porn. Mm-hmm. But I noticed, like, as I was walking up to the room, he just didn't notice I was coming, so I ran into the room. Mm-hmm. And I guess he panicked and he started punching the keyboard. He just started punching the keyboard, and I started laughing. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I didn't know it was you. And it was just like regular porn.
And one other time, but this is when I was much younger, when I was my rookie days, I had my headphones on, and I would watch her name is Christy or Christina Young. It was like this like Russian girl, and she and I had my headphones on, and my cousin came and saw it, and she was like looking at it, and he was like, what am I watching? Like, behind me. And I was just sitting, I'm like there, like fucking enjoying this. I'm like, fuck yeah. Huh? And then, like, I guess told my dad, and my dad was like, yeah, you're watching that film, boy. And I was like, hey, I was just panicking. I didn't even know what to say. I can't be like, no, I wasn't watching that. Because then if I do, I would just be like accepting it. But it was like, this is the first time I ever really got caught or something like that. But good thing I was like, wasn't masturbating or anything. Like, this is not just me watching it. I was just watching Phil.
I've been mad that you fucking told her.
Nah, I mean, she did. Whatever. It didn't really matter. But it was.
You tell me what I do with my dick.
Well, because it was out in the open, anyways. It wasn't even like in a room or anything.
What
it was.
This?
It was like in the basement, but it was like a living room part of the basement. So, yeah, and then, you know, they used the laundry room. There's a laundry room in the basement. So
this is like nothing to do with porn, but once I remember that
a carrot.
You ever send a text message about someone to that person by accident?
Maybe. Like, I don't think that... I can't recall, but go ahead.
One time I was, like, sitting in the car to go to the movies. There was this chick next to me. She was, like, fucking taking forever. And these other girls were inside waiting. And I was, like... And I thought I was sending it to the girls already inside. And I was, like, man, this motherfucker's over here eating a sandwich, taking her sweet time. And I send it to the girl next to me. And immediately... I was like, how do I get out of this? I was like, how the fuck do I get out? I think I just said, like, I try to play off, like, I try to tell her about it, like, oh, I just text her, you're taking forever, you know, blah, mm-hmm. blah. I'm like, oh, is it, oh, did I actually send that to you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just, like, try to, like, downplay it.
Didn't happen to me, but it happened to my friend, like, you know, I guess his rookie days, too, when he was, like, in middle school. He had, like, he was, like, looking at all type of porn, and, this is, like, when you get gay viruses easily on your computer, so his computer froze up and stuff, and I think it was, like, Simpsons porn, like, it was just, like, you know, like, a picture, like, I guess he was trying, you know how they write, like, a naked chick, and they'll give you, like, something else, and then give you a virus, so then, like, you know, he was like, no, I was doing homework, and then, you know, I was trying to download this video, and his mom was just like, don't go to that site anymore or something. Like, but just, like, imagine how explaining that shit to your mom, that the family computer got frozen.
Oh, that's the family computer?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, his personal, it was like, oh, like, when people can only get desktops at that time, it wasn't, like, you know, like, laptops or anything yet.
Only rich people had laptops back in the day.
Yeah. And so it was just, like, embarrassing as shit, and just, like... That happened to me, but I always figure out how to, like, unfreeze it. Like, this was Napster and, like, Kazaa and everything was, like, downloaded. It would freeze, and I would get so pissed off and be like, how do you erase this?
I had a Toshiba where...
Family computer or just, like, your personal...
My computer, and I think that's why I got rid of it. I just ruined it with porn.
No fucking... It's like you had to send it to the hospital, a computer hospital. Fucking, you know, it's like the technician is like...
The computer... Did you really just call it computer hospital?
Yeah. I was like, that's what I'm saying, because, you know, it's sick. Oh. You know, it's like, you ruin it with porn, got diseases and STDs and everything. And you take it to the, like, technician. He's just like, yeah, man, this computer is just sick, dude. There's no cure for it. It got too much porn.
Maybe if it was straight porn, we could do something. He's like, this is gay shit.
Fucking, this ain't got some bird food, just like animal porn in this shit, too. All right, then. Well, I'm going to try to do these podcasts every Wednesdays. You know, probably with different people. I try to get a whole group and everything done. But, yo, D, take us out.